You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're talking about one of the most terrifying sights on the highway, a jackknifed semi-truck. Here's a chilling statistic. When one of these rigs folds at high speed, it carries the destructive force of 20 full-size cars. In this episode, we're breaking down why these crashes are becoming more common, and what you need to know if you're ever caught in one.
That's absolutely chilling when you think about it. And what many people don't realize is that these accidents aren't just about the initial impact. They often trigger devastating chain reactions.
You know what's really concerning? The data shows that nearly 30% of these accidents happen because of completely preventable maintenance issues. We're talking about basic brake adjustments and tire inspections that some companies just skip to save money.
That makes me think about a recent case where a trucking company had actually logged multiple brake inspection failures before their fatal accident. How do these companies get away with that?
Well, here's the thing. They often exploit loopholes in federal regulations. For instance, some companies will rotate drivers between different subsidiaries to avoid hours of service violations. And get this, they can legally reset their violation counters by simply reorganizing under a new DOT number.
That's exactly why having proper legal representation is so crucial in these cases. The paper trail can be incredibly complex.
Speaking of complexity, let me break down what happens in those crucial seconds during a jackknife. When that 53-foot trailer starts to swing, it's carrying about 65,000 pounds of momentum. Physics shows it can generate forces equivalent to a small locomotive.
Oh, wow. And I imagine weather conditions can make this even more dangerous?
You know, that's interesting you mention weather. Studies show that while bad weather is often blamed, about 60% of jackknife accidents actually happen on dry roads. The real culprits are usually things like improper braking techniques, poor load distribution, or mechanical failures.
Well, that certainly challenges what most people assume about these accidents.
And here's another surprising fact. The most dangerous time for these accidents isn't during storms or at night. It's actually between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on clear days, when drivers might be getting complacent.
That really shows how important it is to stay vigilant around these big rigs at all times.
Exactly right. And you know what's particularly concerning? The average response time for specialized accident reconstruction teams is over 2 hours. By then, crucial evidence like skid patterns and debris fields have often been disturbed.
That must make it incredibly challenging for investigators to determine exactly what happened.
It does, and that's precisely why the Injury Helpline emphasizes immediate action. Their network includes accident reconstruction specialists who can be deployed quickly to document everything before the scene changes.
So, what should people do if they find themselves involved in or witnessing one of these accidents?
First and foremost, safety is critical. Stay in your vehicle if possible. Statistics show that nearly 15% of fatalities in these situations happen when people exit their vehicles. Then, document everything you safely can with your phone and call the Injury Helpline for a free consultation right away.
The free consultation part is really important because I imagine many victims are already worried about mounting medical bills.
Absolutely right. And here's something most people don't realize. The average hospital stay following a jackknife accident costs over $112,000. That's why having experienced legal representation is crucial for negotiating with insurance companies and pursuing fair compensation.
Those numbers are staggering. And I imagine the long-term costs can be even higher.
Much higher. When you factor in ongoing medical care, lost wages, and rehabilitation, the total costs can easily exceed $1 million. That's why it's so important to have attorneys who understand how to calculate and pursue full compensation for both current and future expenses.
These cases must require a really specialized legal approach.
They do, and that's why the Injury Helpline's network includes attorneys who specifically focus on commercial truck accidents. They understand the complex federal regulations, know how to preserve electronic logging device data, and can quickly identify all potentially liable parties.
It sounds like timing really is everything in these cases.
It absolutely is. And remember, consultation with the Injury Helpline is completely free, available 24/7, and there's no obligation. Their attorneys only get paid if they win your case, so you can focus on recovery while they handle everything else.
That must provide some real peace of mind for victims during such a difficult time.
You know, that's exactly right. And as we wrap up today, I think the key takeaway is this. If you're ever involved in a jackknife accident, don't wait to seek help. The evidence disappears quickly, and your rights need to be protected from day one.